Thank you very much, Diane and Rachel, for joining us today.
I'm glad you came to talk to us today because we really want to get the information out about, you know, how important this is to give a kid a smile day that we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, it's February is Children's Dental Health Month, and tomorrow, Friday, Marion County Public Health is going out to a couple of places out in the county and promoting the iSmile program. And why don't you explain a little bit about it?
Okay, it's a national movement. Oh, okay. And it's, you know, as you said, it's February is Dental Health Month for children. And so it's just to get, you know, children in to see a dentist to have their teeth looked at, to be worked on. Actually, our dental hygienist, Katie McBurney, and her assistant, Jamie Behan, is at Twin Cedar School today doing sealants. Or otherwise, they'd be here doing this interview because they are the big promoters of this program. So Rachel and I are sitting in and we're going to try to tell you this information. The two dentist office is Stone Ridge Dental in Pleasantville and the Pella Family Dentistry in Pella. And both the offices have donated their time from 8 to noon on Friday to see children that are in need of dental care. And then along with that, Katie and Jamie have also donated their time to be there to assist the dentists with their work.
And dental health, I mean, it's something that, you know, you don't want to say it's pushed to the side, but sometimes when parents are prioritizing things, you know, they think about getting them to the doctor, getting their vaccinations up to date, and dental health is just as important to keeping a healthy child.
Dental health is so important for just the overall health of a child. And I think sometimes that you're right, it is overlooked, and sometimes the expense is there. But oftentimes families can access dental insurance for their children, and maybe they don't know about that. We have the Hawkeye Dental Only program, and that's based on a person's income, but it's clear up to 300% of poverty. Possibly tomorrow, we might find families that don't have any insurance at all. And both Rachel and I will be at the offices to do what is called presumptive eligibility. We can apply and give the family a notice of decision right on the site tomorrow so that they can have insurance. They can have Medicaid for at least 30 days, and then they can find out if they do qualify for Hawkeye or Medicaid or which one that they would qualify for.
And how else is the Hawkeye Dental Program, the iSmile Program in general, helping to promote dental health?
The iSmile Program we work in 5 counties in southern Iowa, and they're trying to reach children, you know, even before they have teeth, doing screening on the baby's gums and really promoting to have that first screening either with our hygienist or a dentist by age 1, in promoting the importance of healthy baby teeth, because that kind of lays the foundation for the adult tooth. So that is something we're really promoting. Katie is also able to do screenings, fluoride varnish, oral hygiene instruction, and some cleanings here in our office as well. So.
And really those youth screenings, like you said, even while the baby teeth are in, they're important too, because that's when you can catch some things, you can see things coming in the wrong way and maybe be able to limit the cost of some orthodontics before it's too late.
Yes.
Okay. And I think that's something that Rachel just brought up, is that I don't think the community is really aware that the dental hygienists are here and that we have a dental room. I mean, it looks like a dental office. And Katie's able to see a lot of pregnant moms that come to the WIC clinics, and they can do cleanings, they can, you know, do screenings, and that's really important for those pregnant moms. But so that's something that I think the community really needs to be aware of.
And with dental health also comes the health of your gums too. The teeth are the obvious visual factor, but your gums are just as important. And I know, for example, I mean, it's important because when I was a child, I had to have a kindergartner. I had to have a skin graft out of the top of the roof of my mouth to replace the lower part of the gums. So it's important to catch those things right away.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And our parent education classes, we demonstrate to the new moms that, you know, the baby's gums have to be washed with a soft cloth. So it's something that we're constantly promoting.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add today?
I think the biggest thing we want to do is the appointments were made for all these children that are going to be seen. They were screened here at our office and then referred to either dental offices. But we really want to thank the dentists in both of those offices for providing the free treatment. You know, it's they are really become partners with Katie, and I think that's really important to get that information out. Also, Casey's and the Subway have donated food for the hygienists and for the dental offices. So, you know, we just want to thank those people that are partners with Marion County Public Health.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for joining us today.